Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our service this morning. I just need to switch on my little... Happy Christmas to you all. Having a good day? Excellent. We have our final Advent calendars to open. So we need, five people to open a box each. Anyone not opened it throughout the whole time? Grace, have you not opened it at all? Can you do number 21 for me, please? Wait, for those of you who haven't been here, we open our Advent calendar every week leading up to Christmas. Inside is a little gift for the person that opens it and a word which we hold up for everyone to see. Have I got that, everyone, right? Wonderful. Is that an orange Christmas jumper? What's... Hold on.
Oh, do you have a West Ham?
It's got my Hammers hat. Happy... What's it say? Hammers. Have a Hammer Christmas. Something like that. Okay, what have we got then? We've got... Are we in the right order? Is it all chaos because it's Christmas? Possibly. Okay, if you stand and face everyone, that'd be wonderful. In a line, let's have a look. You're the next one. You're the next one there, next to Grace.
There we go.
Here we are. Hold up your words as high as you can. As high as you can, like, you know. Oh, no! And the final words revealed in our Advent calendar are... To us, a child is born. Wonderful. Thank you. Do you feel you can keep them or not? I'll have them. That's fine.
I'll keep them.
Oh, you keep yours. That's great. I'll have the rest. Wonderful. To us, a child is born. Does it suit? Should I take it off?
No.
Okay, keep it. Go for it. It's Christmas Day. It's so exciting. To us, a child is born today. We light our final candle. Well, we light the others first. I'm a little bit concerned because this one at the back's quite low. So we may actually have a fire. But you have nice warming... Actually, it won't be a first. Happened the other year. May as well stick with tradition, eh? Right, Christmas Day, and to us a child is born. Some people, I don't know whether this is good or bad, I think good, some people share Christmas Day as a birthday, and I think we have someone here whose birthday it is. It's day to celebrate. We have some words that hopefully should appear on the screen any moment. To us a child is born. I wonder whether we could stand and say these together on this special day, because this is what we celebrate. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We celebrate the birth of Jesus. We're going to sing our first carol together as we welcome each other and as we worship God. We're going to sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Please remain standing. Well, when someone is born and we celebrate a birthday, I'm just going to move that back, we have presents often. I wonder, do you have presents on your birthday? Is it just me? Few of you? Does anyone have presents at Christmas, or is it just... Oh, I was wondering whether anyone had, you know, brought anything with them that they might have opened this morning. They might want to show people what they've got. They might want to come up and show me, because I like to see... Yes, do, come up, come and gather here. I like to look at people's presents. See what kind of things I could have got. Come on, up you come. Up you come. Oh, I suppose we should be forming an orderly line, but... Oh, that's out the window. Okay, maybe if we form a line down from that way... Oh, If you go that way, wonderful. Oh, I can see sparkly already. How exciting. If you go down this end of the line, wonderful. Not many of you then. Anyone else? No? Okay, let us see. Oh, is this new? Look at this. It's so snuggly. Nice. Like it. Could you just do a twirl? Stand in the middle. Got nice. Give us a twirl. Wonderful. And is there something else that you... Oh, what is this then?
It's a pillow pet.
A pillow pet?
It's a teddy as well as a pillow.
So it's a teddy and a pillow?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. How exciting. Do you sleep with your head on it? No, that's a ridiculous thing to do. Okay, wonderful. And have you got a name?
Mr. Fluffy.
Mr. Fluffy. Excellent name. Excellent. Would you like to? You can go and sit down there. Wonderful. Oh, what do we have here?
A
Bop It Beat game. Do you want to give us a... Hold on. I'll hold this. Do you want to give
it's
us a...
It's quite loud anyway.
Is it? Do we not need... Okay.
Score 11. Bop it. Twist it. Oh!
One. Oh! Serious. We're going again.
I score 11. Bop it. Twist it. Pull it.
Oh! Excellent. Thank you very much. Wonderful.
A new phone.
Oh my word, that's very shiny. Touch screen. Would you
curved
like?
As well.
Oh.
Ah.
Sorry. Curved screen.
Yeah.
Excellent. Do you want to hold it up? I like that. I like. I'm getting it. Wonderful, thank you. What else do we have?
Oh. I got a match text tin with a match attack book.
A match attack... Oh, you can't say that fast, can you? A match attack tin with a match attack book.
Yeah, but I haven't bought
it. Say it five times. No, I'm joking. Okay. Can you open it? Can we...
It's really hard.
Oh. Error. Okay.
Can I put cards on it?
Cards in it as well. Can I see who you've got?
Sorry, there are no West Ham ones.
No West Ham players? Well, that's just no good. Excellent. Thank you. Wonderful. What do we have here?
52 things to do while you poo.
Excellent.
And
get
a badminton racket.
Badminton racket, wonderful. A good read there, then.
Lots of
quizzes, puzzles. That must be for, like, men and boys, mustn't
it? Bought it for me, and he also bought me a fake poo. So.
Wonderful! And away you go! Yes, excellent. Okay, what do we have here? A creeper hat. Awesome!
Some rugby gloves.
Yes.
And a Batman blade.
Can you do a twirl for everyone? Do you want to put your hat on? Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you very much. What do we have here?
It's the thingy is Lammy. It's made by Lammy and it's a... It's a thingy.
It's a thingy.
It's a
thingy.
Do you need a hand?
Oh.
It's a fountain pen.
Fountain pen. Oh, that's great. Hold it. Can I hold it up? Very bright. I like that.
It came with two ink cartridges.
Wonderful.
Found it in my stocking.
Do you know, I haven't written with a fountain pen for ages. That's something I'd like. Okay, there you go. Wonderful, thank you. What do we have here?
New scooter wheels.
New scooter wheels. Oh, they've got things on that side. So can you do tricks with these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What kind of tricks might you do?
Tail whips.
Bunny hops. Excellent. You're going to learn those tricks? Tail whips, bunny hop. When you've learned a tail whip, bring it in. Show it. No, bad idea. anything at Christmas. Okay, well, what do we have here?
Three things.
Three things?
Three things I'm wearing.
Can I guess?
Shoes.
Okay, no. Shoes, yeah.
Baggy jumper and a magical watch.
A magical watch?
Bang.
Excellent, okay.
And a book from Jordan.
Book from Jordan. Wonderful. A book about a car. A book about the ultimate supercars. Do you have a favourite car?
I did.
Oh, not anymore?
I don't know.
Don't know. Well, maybe if you look through...
Pretend it's a Bugatti.
Pretend it's a Bugatti. What?
I don't know.
Okay, brilliant. Excellent, thank you. Wonderful. What do we have here?
So, I have a jumper.
Like the jumper. Nice jumper. Yeah. Do you want to do a twirl? Wonderful. Thank you. Excellent.
And yes. I have this, which is an unofficial Wii U Pro Controller.
Unofficial.
Wii U.
Wonderful.
It's
can plastic. I? Could I have a look?
Yeah, no, it's see-through.
See-through?
Well, at least. And it's got lights.
Lights? Oh, lights? Oh! Oh, does it change colour?
No.
Oh, no, that's good though, good though. Excellent, thank you, wonderful. What do we have here?
A train.
A train. This
and
is.
A music.
And a recorder, wonderful. This is Emily.
All well done.
I know, it's not written on the bottom. This is Emily, I knew that. Wonderful. And have you got, does that go with a set? You got a track?
You've got a tender, haven't you?
You're looking for something else? Oh!
Emily's tender.
Emily's tender. No, that's wrong. That's not going to go anywhere, is it?
A baby gambler.
You've got a baby holder. Oh, my. Look. Do you want to give a twirl? Turn around so everyone can see the baby. Baby carrier. And a recorder.
We all got Mummy, Daddy, Anthony.
Everyone got recorders. Much fun this afternoon.
It's been a delight in our house.
Oh, we'd pop round, but you know, busy. Okay. Oh, do you want me to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then in your carrier.
Yeah, it's a pocket. It's a pocket.
It's to zip it up so you don't lose it. Wonderful. Excellent. Did you get anything?
Lydia got some shaky balls, but she doesn't want to share them.
Oh, I don't blame you. I wouldn't. Wonderful, thank you. Thank you. Oh, hello. Oh, okay, it's all right. Okay, you come here. What have we got? We've got a transformer. Does it do anything? Press the button. Oh, it's got a spinny thing. And you've got one as well. And we press the button. This does a... rather more. Excellent. And what are they called?
Boulder.
Rescue box, boulder and?
Heat wave.
Excellent. Thank you. Wonderful. Off you go. Oh, wow. You got
a longboard.
Can you do any tricks?
No.
Do you do tricks on that?
No.
Oh, sorry. Error. Do you just glide along? Wonderful. Can you glide along? Can you do that? Can you do it along here?
Yeah.
Get you on do it along there for us? Excellent. Wonderful. Brilliant. Great moves. Thank you. Excellent. You have a... spider. Can everyone see the...
Come on.
It's quite... Is it investigating?
Yes.
Oh, a spider, yes.
Especially for those with an acrophobia.
Yes.
You keep stopping.
Excellent. It's like he's almost, you know, eyeing me up. That's wrong. Is that wrong? We don't know. No. Okay, hey, wonderful, wonderful. Excellent, thank you. You're wearing something.
It's my jumper.
Wonderful jumper, and it's got tigers on. Give us a twirl. I like it. Very classy, very nice. Excellent. Oh, hello.
Hello.
You're wearing something.
We're wearing scarves.
Oh.
Which are sort of the same but different.
Scarves are the same but different. Wonderful. Were they a present from the same person?
They were.
Ah, excellent.
She knows our
Paula costume. And David. Oh, they're in your colours.
Yes.
They do look very nice. Would you like to give us a twirl?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Wonderful. So many things to... I haven't missed anyone. No? So many things to share. So many presents to show. It is a wonderful day. And we are going to continue with our celebrations. We're going to sing together. And we're going to celebrate together. Because not only do we have presents, we don't have presents because we want to get lots of stuff. We have presents because we're celebrating. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. So let's stand together and continue as we sing and worship this morning. Now, I think I am ready for Christmas. After all, it's Christmas Day. I think I'm ready. I have my things with me. I've got my Christmas tablecloth. Because we all need a Christmas tablecloth, don't we? It's got, you know, Christmassy things on. So that's ready. Anyone got their table set? Ready for dinner? No. Oh, yeah. See, it's a few organised. So I've got my Christmas tablecloth. Oh, I've got my bits of tinsel, because you all have to have a bit of tinsel, don't you? Lovely bit of tinsel there. I've got my Christmas tree. It's all up and ready. Hold on. Got my Christmas tree. Get it out. Yeah, put the lights on it as well. Hold on. There we go. Wonderful. Got my Christmas tree. That's all ready. I've got my... Oh, Christmas music. That's Christmas tune, isn't it? Oh. I've got my Christmas music. Oh, I've got my bottle of wine. Yeah, need a bit of wine, don't you? That's only small. I've got my turkey. Ready? It's not a very big one, is it? One with the trimmings. That one as well. I've got my sprouts. You need a couple of sprouts, don't you? There you go. A couple of sprouts. I've got a few stars. Always have stars at Christmas, don't you? Got my stars. Oh yes. Got my party poppers. Excellent. You need a bit of a celebration. Oh, sorry. Another one. Wonderful. And I've got my Toblerone. Oh, I need a bit of Toblerone. Yeah. Got that. So I've got everything. I'm ready. I'm prepared. Everyone else ready?
Oh, yeah.
We should be ready, really. We've had what? Well, you know, a month or so to get ready, to get prepared, to get our presents, to get our food, to get everything organised. I think there'll be a bit of a rush when we get home, but essentially we're ready. We've got everything done. But, you know, even though we might feel ready with the presents and the Christmas tree and everything like that, sometimes we're actually not ready for Christmas. Christmas arrives at the same time every year, 25th of December. But things aren't the same for us every year when Christmas arrives. Sometimes we feel really ready. We're excited, we feel well, life is good, the family is great, and we're excited. But another year, Christmas arrives, and we're not ready. We don't feel great, maybe. Maybe things aren't right with the family. Maybe we can't afford to get the things we want to get that year. Maybe life isn't going so right. So really what we'd like to say to Christmas is, could you just wait a little bit, because actually I'm not ready. But Christmas comes, 25th of December, every year, whether we're ready or not. We try to enjoy it. I guess we'll do the food and we'll try and eat a lot, because that's what you do, and we should, you know. And we'll play that game or two we're supposed to play, and we might go for that walk in the afternoon. But inside, sometimes we don't feel ready. Things are not right with us. We don't feel we want to celebrate, because actually we're not feeling in the mood for celebration. Sometimes our Christmas doesn't turn out as we expect it to. I want you to take a look at this short clip of DVD for a moment. Sometimes Christmas doesn't turn out exactly as we expect. But, you know, we all gather here and we have a lot of things. This Christmas might not be what we expect, but we are here. We do have homes, we do have presents, we do have things that we can celebrate with. And as we gather together, we do remember that there are many people who don't have anything. During the past few weeks, we've been collecting here for refugees on the Syrian borders, for those who are in refugee camps, and we're collecting to try and help them. People who have no homes, people who have lost everything, people who this Christmas might be just another day of trying to survive. And so today we're going to take up another offering where all the money will go towards people who are in the Syrian refugee camps. And we would encourage you to give to those who have so much less than we have. So we're going to take up an offering. Please do give. If you want to write a cheque, then please write it to Cottenham Baptist Church and we'll then pass all the money on to the relevant organisations. So we're going to take up an offering this morning for those who have nothing at Christmas. Of course, the funny thing about Christmas, and I was thinking, is that it's always been the same. We sometimes may not feel that we're ready to celebrate, to enjoy the day, but I'm sure that Mary and Joseph didn't really feel that they were ready to celebrate and enjoy the birth of their son. They'd been on a long journey. They weren't in their home. They didn't have the comforts that they wanted. In fact, they were just thrown into a stable where the animals were sent to be. And they had to give birth to their first born son, their precious child, among all the dirt and the filth that we would just be horrified that was happening. That was their experience. I'm sure they weren't ready. I'm sure they wanted to say, can we just hold on a minute? Can we just wait a little bit longer until things are right? And yet, Jesus was born at a time that seemed so wrong. He was born into their disarray. He was born into the darkness of their lives. And you know, it's amazing that although Christmas comes when maybe we don't want it sometimes and maybe we're not ready for it, that actually that's the point. That God arrives in the middle of everything that's happening to us. He doesn't wait for everything to be right and then say, okay, I'm going to come now. He just comes to be with us in the darkest of times, in the worst of situations. And he doesn't turn his nose up. He doesn't think that's not the kind of thing I want to be involved in. But he comes to be in the midst of everything that we have to go through, to walk with us through it. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Christmas is not for when everything is right. Christmas is for when things aren't going right. It's a reminder, it's a celebration that actually in the deepest darkness that we will ever face, God is there. And not just for one day, bringing presents and celebrating, but for the whole of our lives, walking step by step through the darkest times to bring us out into the light. This is Christmas, and this is what we celebrate as we gather together. We're going to sing our final carol in a moment, and as you sing this, I'm going to hand round some baskets. In these baskets, there are some little scratch cards. Don't know whether you've ever done these. They're black, and then you scratch them, and colours come through. And each of them has got a little pattern on. So some have dots, some have lines. And you're invited to take one as a reminder that even in the deepest darkness of our lives, there are tiny glimmers of light because God is here. You don't have to take one, but if you'd like a reminder of that, then please do take one as we sing our final carol. So let's stand to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. I hope that you have a wonderful day today and that in all that you do, in the excitement, in the games, in the food, in possibly the arguments, let's hope not, that you know that God is with you from this day and forevermore. Amen. Please be seated.